Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of the No Code Podcast. My guests for this episode were Heather Anderson, Ron Allen, and Lindsay Allen. Heather has served as President and CEO of Special Olympics of New Jersey since 2015. She has helped manage a growing organization by expanding offerings of new sports for athletes, hosting more and more events each year across the state, and engaging with hundreds of New Jersey companies as event participants, supporters, and donors. I am on the golf committee board for annual Garden State Unified Golf Classic, where people of all abilities participate. 2021 marks the fifth anniversary of this event, and it will be held at Tavistock Country Club on Monday, September 27th. In the last 4 years, we have raised over $293,000 in net proceeds after costs, and we're ready to have a record year in 2021 coming off of COVID. Ron and Lindsay Allen have participated in the event each year. Ron is a volunteer and participant, and Lindsay is a Special Olympics athlete. Lindsay is a skilled golfer, and as we discussed in this episode, has dropped her father from her foursome since he was holding her back. Lindsay has participated in many different sports over the years, from golf to swimming to tennis to equestrian events and more. I had a wonderful conversation with this group of amazing people, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Remember, the golf outing is Monday, September 27th at Tavistock, and foursomes and other sponsorships are still available. Enjoy the show.
Great.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of the No Code Podcast. Glad to have everybody back on board. It's been a couple weeks now since my last show, so excited to get started today. Very excited about today's episode. Today, we're talking to a group of great folks here that are involved in the Special Olympics of New Jersey, a cause that is near and dear to my heart, as I am on the golf planning committee for the Garden State Unified Golf Classic, which is in its fifth year, coming up in September, Monday, September 27th, to be exact. When I share this episode out, we're going to make sure we promote that. But to anybody listening, if you're a golfer, if you're interested in supporting great causes, Special Olympics in New Jersey, Garden State Unified Golf Classic, Monday, September 27th at Tavistock Country Club. It's a great course in South Jersey, right near Haddonfield. I think Tavistock is like technically its own town, so I can't say in Haddonfield, but great venue. We had it there last year, raised a ton of money, and had a great day. So without further ado, I want to introduce Heather Anderson, who's the CEO of Special Olympics in New Jersey. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you, Tony, for having myself and having Ron and Lindsay on as well, too. We're just excited to be here to talk about Special Olympics.
Absolutely. We have Ron Allen with us today, who's been involved with the organization for quite a bit now and has volunteered his time and I'm sure his money as well, which is what we have to do here. Thanks for being on, Ron.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And then Lindsay Allen as well, who is an athlete and actually looks like she just dropped offline here. We'll wait for her to come back, but she'll jump back in a sec, I'm sure. But Lindsay, who's been to many of these events and consistently beats her father in golf, from what I'm told. So she's actually, we were talking offline before the podcast started, and she, you know, has decided to just throw him away as a partner. She's chosen a different golf partner going forward so she can kind of post a better score altogether. So tough one for dad, but, you know, it is what it is.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for throwing me under the bus.
What's so funny, Dad?
Absolutely. Well, let's here, Lindsay's back on now. Lindsay, welcome back.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was the one that froze. No, good.
All good. I think we just had a bad connection for a second there. But Lindsay, great to have you on today. And how many of these golf outings and events have you been a part of over the years? Have you been doing this a while?
I don't remember. I've been in so many.
she's done quite a few, Tony. She's been doing this since 2013, so she's been involved in quite a few.
That's great. Now is golf your favorite sport?
Yeah, I like golf. And I also swim, so I do that too.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, we were talking before that your dad's holding you back as a partner. So you've decided to team up with somebody else out on the golf course this year. So, you know, probably a good decision on your part.
Thanks. Yeah, she's got a couple gold medals with her partner, so that's a good thing.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I definitely don't have any gold medals when it comes to playing out on the golf course at all. So, you know, but it's fun to get out there. And you know, we had a great event last year despite the pandemic. We were, I think, pretty fortunate in the fact that it was in September of 2020. And at the time, you know, the COVID cases around our area were not too bad. We were able to, obviously, we did it fully outdoors. It took a lot of planning, a lot of great work from our good friends at Tavistock and our planning committee. And really felt like a, you know, felt like a normal day amidst a time that wasn't normal at all. So we thought it went great last year. And obviously, you know, knock on wood, but feel pretty good about things that this year is going to really, really be a back to normal situation and raise a lot of money for a great cause and promote a lot of awareness. So we're very excited about it. So Heather, why don't we start with you? How long have you been with the organization, and tell us a little bit about exactly what you do?
Sure. So I've been in this role, the honor to be the president and CEO in this role, for almost 6 years, but I've really been part of the Special Olympic movement as a career, as a job, for about 25 years. And then I have a brother who, you know, in his younger days was a Special Olympics athlete, did a lot of swimming and things like that. So I always say it's kind of been the fabric of my life, really, from a very young age, in terms of, you know, supporting and empowering individuals with intellectual disabilities to do their best. And what better organization to showcase their abilities and accomplishments than Special Olympics. So it's been a great, great career for me, a great ride. And it's just an honor to be part of it and to, you know, support Lindsay and her 26,000 fellow athletes across New Jersey, in normal times. And right now, obviously, challenges with the pandemic, but we feel like we're on our way back. And that's why this tournament in September is so important to the organization, just to help support with funding and then also the awareness, so our athletes can get back out there doing what they do best.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And certainly the event this past year was without any of the athletes, which is really a shame, you know, to not have them out there and participating, and whether they're out playing or helping with the, you know, helping with the event setup in terms of whether it's putting contest or registration and helping check people in. It was a shame not to have the athletes there in 2020, but we look forward to having them back this year for sure.
We definitely will have with more athlete presence. And you know, the beginning of this tournament, it's its fifth anniversary, but before this tournament really started, there was a discussion and bringing an event to Southwest Jersey, because we didn't have a strong kind of awareness presence in that part of the state. We had great programs, great athletes, great families, but we really wanted to raise the awareness level and obviously the funding level to support our athletes locally. And so with the inception of this event, the organizers and you, and you know, you included along the way, Tony, was let's make it unified, and let's make it a unified tournament where golfers like Lindsay play alongside and showcase their abilities alongside golfers. And so it was hard last year not to be able to have the athletes there, but for their safety, obviously, with the pandemic. But this year we definitely will have more athletes out there playing and at holes and just being able to interact and socialize and talk to the golfers and let them get to know them, because that's the great thing about our athletes is, you know, their personalities and their stories. And, you know, the Allen story is a great one. And we have so many of them that I just think that's so important that we start to get back out there and talk about it.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And certainly appreciate it taking place in Southern New Jersey, which when you talk about some state organizations within New Jersey, it's a lot of it, the population density tends to be up around, you know, North Jersey, whether it's, you know, Newark area, Parsippany, Bergen County, whatever it may be. And so many of those organizations tend to focus their efforts there. And obviously, being a Southern New Jersey guy myself, living here in Medford, it's great to see such a first-class organization that's so important have their annual golf event in South Jersey. And it is a great location, pretty accessible to Central Jersey and even places up north. And certainly, you know, crossing the river over into Philadelphia and the neighboring suburbs, we certainly get a lot of participation from companies and individuals over on that side too. So it's tremendous to have it here in South Jersey. It's an honor, really. I'm glad that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it is. So we're just, you know, we're happy to be there, and you know, the course is you know, fantastic, and yeah. You know, a lot of, you know, it's very intriguing for golfers to want to play there, and then even Laurel Creek where it started was a great course. And so, you know, we're just fortunate that we've got great partners and courses in that area that want to support the organization. And, you know, we look forward to a bright future with tournament for years to come. So.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Allen story that you mentioned, Ron. You know, what drove you and your family to get involved? How long have you been involved in the program and supporting Lindsay, but also I know you're very active in the overall organization as a whole.
Well, Lindsay's been involved in the Special Olympics for a long time. She started out swimming. Lindsay, I don't even remember what year you started. It's got to be, feels like a very long time. But she got involved in golf back in 2012, 2013, where she wanted to, and I'm blessed to get out and play golf with me a little bit. So once we found out that there was unified golf, it was a great opportunity for us to jump in. And we started in the program. Really, in our area, I think it had only been involved. The team was only formed for maybe a year or two, maybe 2 to 3 years. And so as we joined in the year before, we had the Nationals in New Jersey. So we got involved with that, and I was her partner. And I was also an assistant coach to Ray and helped out with that. And we've been growing ever since, and it's been a great opportunity. And with Lindsay, you know, playing in a fair amount of tournaments and being by her side on a couple of them, you know, you can't ask for a better father-daughter outing type thing. And meeting so many people and playing with so many other athletes throughout the state. And then, you know, in the Nationals, you meet people all over the place. I mean, it's just such a great, great opportunity for all the athletes. And then we played down at Laurel Creek there a couple of years ago, and we just had a fantastic time.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. You guys have been so committed to this over the years. And Lindsay, I'm sure you've really enjoyed your time going out there and playing as well. What's the best part of your golf game? Is it driving? Is it putting? Is it the long irons? What's your strong suit there?
Probably my irons, not my driving. Well, I'm putting, not. I mean, like, I'm better at putting, but it's more my short irons. Game.
Okay.
Than my
yeah.
Game. Oh. Irons, not driving with the driver.
That's where
the driver's the hard one.
Well, the money's made in the short game. So you're on the, yeah, I agree.
Never hit the driver.
I slice so badly. Sometimes it goes almost backwards.
Don't ask. Yeah, slices bad.
Well, that's great.
You always touching the trees. I always have to get them out.
He
gets
it to the right.
You're really throwing Dad under the bus today.
Well, it's great that you get to play some real top quality courses here. You know, certainly Laurel Creek was the first 3 years, and I played in I think two of the three of those, and I was introduced to the outing through Joe Ritzel, the CFO of Dane Zimmerman, and also another person on the golf planning committee who's become a great friend over the years. He and I also work together. He's the president of the Pride Ventures Incorporated board, which operates Pride Paws on Main Street in Medford, which is a dog supply store. And my wife and I, we have a consulting company called Lightning Financial. And it's more kind of a side gig that we have separate of the 9 to 5. But we did a consulting project for him, and that wound up with me being on his board for Pride Ventures. And then he asked me onto the committee for Special Olympics a couple years ago. So it's been really great to be a part of that. I'm amazed, and Heather, you can probably talk to this, of the level of sponsorship and how many companies get behind this. And Christina Baldini's notes to me earlier about this call, and Christina does an amazing job, by the way, heading up our golf committee planning. She, I wanted her to be on the podcast today, but she declined, but it's all good. We still love her. 100 South Jersey companies over the years have participated as supporters and donors. That's unbelievable. I mean, that's really impressive to see the business community get behind all this.
It really is. And that's the heartbeat of what we're able to do is we do not receive a lot of government funding for our organization. And, pre-pandemic, we had a budget of $9 million that we had to raise, and we're working to raise over $7 million this year. So those corporate partnerships, these golf outings, special events, individual contributions really support our athletes. And we're very proud to say that about 85 cents of every dollar directly goes back to support athlete programming. We don't charge registration fees. So it's really important, that we have the support of the New Jersey community. And again, that's why going back to having an event in Southwest Jersey just made sense for us. And I think it's just great to get to know individuals like yourself, Tony, some of the other committee members now that have joined us. And then we have great corporate partners that, the TD Banks of the world, Rob Curley's chairing the committee. Yep. They're a huge partner of ours, South Jersey Company. Day and Zimmerman, people like yourselves, Greg Matteo, your colleague, all board right. of ours that really believe in South Jersey and want us to have a presence. But, we have so many great corporate partners, and, they're part of our family. We talk about Special Olympics being a family. And when Ron talked about the USA Games, the national games being here, and Lindsay getting to meet athletes from across the country, And that's just what it's about. It's the idea of being able to be out and meeting people from other parts of the world, other parts of the country, and competing alongside each other, but in a very friendly way. And our sponsors just support that. And I think right now there's so much discussion about company wanting to engage their employees in volunteer opportunities. We can provide that. In such a positive setting, we always say you come once and you're hooked, and I think I think that's really true, and that's why I'm so excited to get back out doing what we do best and have in person opportunities for our athletes, because we can really showcase the great things that this population can do in your community and benefit society, and that's just so important to this mission.
Couldn't agree more. And, it's been near and dear to my heart for a long time. I was initially exposed to Special Olympics in Pennsylvania with the annual Villanova event, which is a really large event held on campus. And I think I volunteered one of the years where I was in college, either that or my wife, Jamie, graduated in 2007, a few years after me. And it was either with her while she was there or during my undergrad time. But that's an amazing event they run over there. It really draws a lot of attention and a lot of participation. And then from there, she actually went and taught at Penn State at the equestrian portion of that event for the PA Special Olympics. And she's a certified PATH instructor for equine therapy. So that's been, part of our lives since about 2012. And really has been, definitely something that inspires us to get involved and couldn't be happier with what we've been able to do there.
That's great. Yeah. Villanova, that's the Pennsylvania Special Olympics. That's their fall games at Villanova. Their summer games are at Penn State. So they have such great venues to showcase those games, as we do here in New Jersey. But those are really iconic institutions, and being able to be on that campus is phenomenal.
So, I mean, how has it grown over the years? It seems like, you know, my initial awareness, like I said, was back in the early 2000s, but it seems like it's really expanded a lot in the last 5 to 7 years, call it. And it's great to see, but have, it must make for a lot of work on your end too, Heather, and I'm sure Ron, as you've volunteered over the years, it's been pretty incredible to see.
It has grown. And I think, you know, we're an inclusive organization, and I think we've added pieces over the years, not only in New Jersey, but around the country and across the globe, such as the Young Athlete Program, which is young athletes starting at age 2 and their families, you know, getting involved with Special Olympics at an early age and getting them, you know, meeting other family members, meeting other athletes, and getting them involved in the fabric of the organization. So when they hit that 8-9 year old age, when they could go start to train in swimming or, you know, track and field or something like that, they're part of the family already in the organization. And then we also talk about Special Olympics as a lifelong organization. So, you know, Lindsay, you're a swimmer, you're a golfer, you know, there may be other sports that you and your dad want to pick up, you know, along the way as you get a little older. And, you know, I used to play basketball. I don't play basketball anymore. But, you know, you may, golf's a lifelong sport. That's a beautiful sport to be able to play. But, you know, we've seen our athletes switch from a team sport to maybe playing bocce or golf. Cornhole's becoming very popular with our athletes at a recreational level. So I think that's where we started to see the growth, because we started to see athletes stay with us, and then we brought new athletes in. And then the Unified Sports Program is becoming extremely popular but important within Special Olympics. And what that is individuals with and without disabilities playing alongside each other in a meaningful way. And golf is a perfect example, with Lindsay and her dad or her unified partner. But schools, we're investing a lot of funds and resources in schools across our state to start unified programming in schools and high schools. And we have a partnership with the New Jersey State Interscholastic Association. So pre-pandemic, we had championships in basketball alongside the men and women's unified championship at Rutgers. We're doing that in track and field. We're going to start doing that again, some of in bowling and things like that. So, and what we're finding, Tony, is that it not only benefits the athlete or the student with a disability in the schools, but it's changing attitudes and shaping attitudes of traditional students and being more acceptable and respectful and decreasing bullying in hallways, because they're becoming peers. And I think that's something to, we've seen it. We've hired students that have changed their major in college because of unified sports. So I think that's where we're going to see more growth as we move forward. And that's exciting, because I think that's a societal change that we're sure. Part of. So.
And what better than sports to kind of facilitate that unity? Because at the end of the day, there's not that much difference between human beings, whether it's based on, you know, race or religion or level of abilities, or we're all people. And especially sports is, if you can play, you can play. And it doesn't matter what your background is or whatever it may be. It's the ultimate, you know, they call it leveling the playing field. That's what it is. And it's great to see that. And I do believe that is an important path forward for, you know, the acceptance of individuals of all different skill sets and abilities and whatnot. So it's great. Absolutely. Great to see that.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, you started out, did you do swimming before golf? Is that how it went? You started out with swimming?
Yeah. That was like years ago. I don't know how many.
And what was, did you any particular event within swimming that you were good at?
Freestyle and breaststroke. And they have relays in there too.
Freestyle and breaststroke. Very cool. I can't swim at all.
I don't like butterfly or back.
Yeah, that's great. I grew up on the beach. Gotcha. I grew up on the beach, basically. I was born in Atlantic City, and I lived 10 minutes from the beach. And I tried out for one of the beach patrols as a lifeguard when I was 19. And I think 50 people competed. And the one particular race was the long swim. It was 1,000 meters in the ocean with the currents and the waves and everything. And I think I finished about 45th in that. It didn't go well. So needless to say, I didn't make the beach patrol that year. And I had to, that's how I got exposed to golf. I worked a bag drop job at Mays Landing Country Club. And you know what? At the end of the day, I made more money than the lifeguards. Maybe I sat out on the beach all day and enjoyed the sun and the surf, but I made more money than them. So, you know, it all works out in the end.
That's good. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's a good story.
And got all the free golf I could play when we didn't have a busy course.
That's even better.
Exactly. That's the job that I always say that when the commercial real estate corporate gig is all done, I'll go back to working the bag drop and getting the free golf and the cash in my pocket every day. So speaking of the financials, when I joined the golf planning committee, I was really amazed to see that the amount of money we raise each year for this event. And like you said, Heather, 85 cents on the dollar goes back to the program. Well, everything goes back to the program, but in actually, benefiting the participants and the athletes. I have a stat here from Christina. In the last 4 years, $293,000 of net proceeds were raised from these events, which is amazing.
It's phenomenal for a new event. I mean, it's just, 5 years, in the making. And last year raised the most, and we were in the middle of COVID, which is so just an incredible accomplishment. For everybody and for the committee, for sure, just to be able to support the organization. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we have some big hitters in the group, as you mentioned, the Rob Curleys and the Joe Ritzels of the world. Jason Wolf from Wolf Commercial Real Estate just joined. My good friend Matt Blank at Friedman LLP is one of the best business development guys around. And they do an awesome job of going out and recruiting sponsors. But part of the reason for this podcast is that we're here in May, and we're certainly not to our target yet. So we want to get the word out about the September 27th event at Tavistock. And we want to make sure we get a great group of golfers out there, whether it's foursomes or twosomes or individuals. We have a variety of packages, but our goal this year is to surpass last year's net proceeds of $85,000. So there's still room for sure to get in. So as we share this out there, we're going to let everybody know. And this year, I hope I'm not giving away too much or committing us to more than we can do, but it sounds like we're going to be able to do a morning and an afternoon, basically two different shotgun groups to go out and play. So we have more capacity to go out there and recruit more companies to buy foursomes and get their people out there. And so we definitely want everybody to know that this year we're going even bigger than 2020. And it is, it is a tremendous networking opportunity too, in addition to the cause, for companies to go out and sponsor a foursome or come out to the event. I mean, it really is a who's who of South Jersey and Philadelphia business when you are at, especially after the round is over and we're out on the patio, or maybe it'll be inside this year, or a little bit of both, where you're rubbing elbows with CEOs and CFOs of major banks and companies in all sorts of industries. So like there's a lot of power there for not only contributing to an amazing cause, but for meeting people and networking and business development.
Absolutely, and as you mentioned, Christina Baldini, you know, she's great and she's great.
Amazing.
You've been with the organization for many years and a great event director. But she shared with me, you know, there's definitely still room in the tournament, you know, for foursomes and certainly sponsorships and the opportunity to have a morning shotgun if, you know, if we have a full course like we did last year. But to your point, Tony, I mean, it's a great networking opportunity. It's a great opportunity to do some business while you're actually enjoying work, you know, doing playing golf. Beautiful course and, you know, being able to enjoy the amenities at Tavistock and then supporting, you know, a phenomenal mission that will benefit, you know, athletes like Lindsay in South Jersey as well as across the state. So I think it's a win-win. It's a great day.
It is. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with combining the two. You know, I mean, that's really how you get the most out of it. So, you know, we're all there for the athletes. We're all there for Special Olympics in New Jersey. But as a fringe benefit, you know, maybe there's some deals that get done out there. You never know. I know I'm definitely inviting some clients or prospects to round out my foursome for sure. So, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, and there's also sponsorship opportunities that are not just, you know, cash or based on the foursome or your entry into playing. I mean, we also have, you know, gifts and giveaways and comped items that go into the auction. You know, every year at JLL, not only do we sponsor, but we typically offer a night in our Wells Fargo Center suite, which, you know, last year, obviously, it was tough to do that because nobody knew when anything was reopening. But this year, you know, the early plans we're hearing are that, you know, come the fall season, it should be full speed ahead at Wells Fargo Center. So, you know, we've got a nice suite there. We usually offer up a Flyers or a Sixers game. You know, so those kind of things too, if you're listening and or watching on YouTube and you're thinking about getting involved this year, you know, that's a way to get involved too, is to put a giveaway into our auction, which is always great, you know. And we can bring Ron along and have a good old time with it. Maybe you can get a foursome with Ron. Maybe that'll be one of the giveaways. I don't know. Never know.
There you go. Yeah.
Sounds great.
I might give away a Union League foursome this year too. I'm a member there and we have three great golf courses now, or maybe it's four. I forget. Liberty Hill over in Lafayette Hill, PA near Conshohocken, and Tavistock in Northeast Philly, and then National down in down the shore around Stone Harbor area. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to contribute. That's really the point here, is that there's so many ways to either get involved with your time, your money, your sponsorship, you know, your giveaway, whatever it may be. It's really cool what you can do with it. So we're excited. But
I'm sorry, Tony.
Go ahead.
You know, we always talk about, you know, coming to support the organization and with golfers. But, you know, there's probably an opportunity for some of the golfers that may have a family member or a neighbor or a friend that they know that may not be involved in Special Olympics yet that could benefit from our programs and opportunities, or even, you know, wanting to get involved volunteering and giving back in a different way. And so certainly, you know, coming out and playing golf and supporting us and raising money, but there's that whole other aspect to it that, you know, whether you volunteer or do you know somebody that could really benefit from the services that we offer. And we always talk about that as well, because sometimes we say we're the best kept secret, because if you really don't know who we are and what we do, you don't know who we are and what we do. So that's where the awareness piece comes into play as well. So again, you having us on this podcast today just allows us to spread the word to some people that may not have heard our story before.
Yeah, so that's the idea. I mean, the more we can get this out there, I mean, there's anyone I talk to about this always wants to get involved, you know, and why would you not? It's such a fantastic organization that benefits so many people. So yeah, that's definitely key. You know, one thing I noticed when Christina sent over the notes is that it sounds like esports is becoming part of the Special Olympics in New Jersey offering as well. Can you talk about that a little bit, Heather? And then Lindsay, it sounds like you're getting involved in that too. Is that correct?
No, I haven't done
Lindsay,
esports.
Lindsay, are you doing esports?
I do other.
You doing some rock? No, you're maybe, thinking about it, maybe? Sure. So I will try. This is new territory for me to do esports.
Yeah.
But we did start to offer during the pandemic, really at a school level and some of the community level, just to keep connectivity between our athletes and even our unified partners, and giving them something to connect with online. And they're very good at it, and they're kind of excited about it, and we've got leagues going on, and we're doing some testing and piloting of programs. So, you know, I think if we move forward, it will continue to be part of our footprint. We're just kind of exploring right now, and I'm trying to understand it. It's great to hear our athletes know more about Rocket League and some of these things than I do, but it's good. I'm always up for a challenge and want to learn new things. So,
yeah, I'm not the guy to talk to about it either. But I actually have my dad and my brother both work for Bally's, which remember the Bally's in Atlantic City? They just acquired that property and then converted their whole brand into Bally's across their 15 casinos or so. But they bought. I think an e-gaming company, they did a bunch of partnerships with some other e-gaming companies. And it's like, it's amazing how this is growing as an industry. And yeah, I mean, I honestly feel well behind on it. I was never a big video game guy growing up. And I'm just like, I hear about it now. And they, you know, pre-pandemic, they would hold these events and sometimes in 20,000 seat, arenas. And it would be people playing video games online, and I can't even get my head around it, but it's cool though. I think it's a nice additional kind of new age tack onto the thing. As long as we keep everybody still doing the outdoor sports too, let's not have everybody just behind their computers doing esports. But it's really interesting to see it being incorporated, and I think it makes a lot of sense too.
Well, especially during, the pandemic, because again, not being able to, any of us being able to go out acting and playing sports or doing things that we wanted to do. But for our athletes, again, that isolation and not being able to be with their friends or their routine or their day programs. I mean, some of our athletes are frontline workers working at ShopRite and Wawa. And then we've got athletes that go to their day program. So it allowed that connectivity. And I think, and that's where we're learning from this pandemic, that not all of the population that we've served can get to everything. So this is another way online, whether it's Zoom or something, that they can do fitness, they can do training. Their coach can help them through things, even if they're not together in the same spot at the same time. And I think that'll move forward after this. So that's kind of where I think that esports area fits into as we move forward.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Well, I think that's about all I had today. And hopefully this has been good for everybody that's, thinking about getting involved. Anybody that's thinking about sponsoring. Again, Monday, September 27th, Tavistock Country Club, the Garden State Unified Golf Classic. This is the fifth year. We're looking to raise a lot of money this year. We're looking to get a lot of people involved and, have the athletes back, which is, I think, the biggest thing this year. The biggest area of excitement is getting the athletes back out there. And really looking forward to continuing to be involved with the planning committee. And, it was great talking to you guys today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Tony, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And Lindsay and Ron, thank you for joining us. And and thank you, for joining the committee and helping us, support this event. So look forward to seeing you in September.
Definitely. Definitely. Hey, Lindsay, by the way.
Yeah.
I love your background there. My wife loves sunflowers. It's her absolute favorite. So seeing that today, I might have to go run and get her some today. Put her in the vase out on the table.
Tony, thank you so much for having us.
You got it, Ron.
No, you're gonna have a great venue down there, and you know, with all the hard work you guys put in, the athletes benefit from it, but so do the volunteers and so do all the sponsors, because they see the fruit of their labors when the athletes come down and show their skills. So, and that's all because of everybody putting the time and the effort in. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely, Ron. I appreciate it. Heather, Ron, Lindsay, it's been real. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to everybody soon. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.